Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Today's episode is all about taking control of the role that money plays in your life. When you decide to learn the language of money, you begin to unlock abundance in all the areas of your life.
You know, born and raised in New Orleans, first and foremost, but there's a part of New Orleans that also gets a lot of light, which is it being the murder capital, high crime, right? A lot of poor, a lot of underdeveloped people. Financially, coming up in that. Everybody you see is in survival mode. Nobody is thriving but the drug dealers, the rappers, and the people that play sports.
Yeah, that's it.
If you can't play sports, or if you can't make it rapping, then all the power is now in the drug dealers or in the criminals, right? You see them living the life they want. And everybody that you see going to work, they barely making it, right? You know people with two jobs. You know people with three jobs. And all you see them doing is coming home whooped. They still struggling. So you like, I'm not about to do that. If I'm going to live a life, at least let me have some fun. Mm-hmm. At least let me do some of the things I want to do. I have this thing that I say that like, if you take a picture and you put it in a darkness, this is where it develops at. Right? Mm-hmm. And the darkness is where it develops. You don't want to expose it too early because it'll mess up. But in the darkness is where it develops. And when it's time, when you know just right, it can be one of the most beautiful pictures you've ever seen if you let it develop in the right time. Prison was my development stage. So I get in a cell with this white guy. So he said, listen, you got to do these three things. You got to stop trading time for money. You got to start learning how to make your money work for you. You got to learn how to give value to people. I didn't learn that message. The value part, I didn't learn that until I started my business. And I was like, man, I had never heard nothing. Like, that was like scripture to me hearing right? Learn how to make your money work for you. Stop trading time for money and give value to people. He just started explaining to me about how wealthy people use money and how the streets is a game that we can never win. We were only pawns in the game.
The house always wins.
And I was just like, damn. So he just started me realizing that. And so I think in that moment, I just started looking at everybody from my mama. I was like, damn, I don't know nobody that won. Everybody had moments, but nobody really won.
Yeah.
And so maybe before he left, he told me, wealthy people invest in stocks. They invest in, start a business, and then they invest in real estate. So that's just kind of like, that was my moment. And so I would watch CNBC and I couldn't get it because I couldn't understand it. I couldn't, they were speaking it in a language that was just, I was like, I ain't never heard that before. And I never forget, they was talking about tariffs and what they are. And tariffs were simply taxes that other countries pay for coming, you know, hustle in the United States. And in my mind, I said, well, that's the equivalent to paying draft. So a draft is like, let's say you live in one hood, I live in one hood, you want to come hustle over here. I say, Lewis, you got to pay me some money to come over here. That's a tariff. I was like, oh, this reminds me of the streets. And then like, it just started clicking to me. It reminded me literally of the streets. Like in order for a company to be great on the stock market, they have to have a good product. In order for me a good hustler, I got to have a good product. In the streets, if I can be a great hustler, I have to know how to turn my revenues into profit. I got to have more than re-up money. It has to be money that I can re-up with and then go get some more and pay my bills. You have to learn that. And on the stock market, if a company has a good moat, a competitive advantage, they can beat off their defenders. Well, if I'm a hustler, if I got a good product, if I got a good price, I got good packaging, if I'm always out there, if I'm always available, I got a moat. And so I was like, yo, this reminds me of the streets. It's no different. And so once I was able to make that connection in my mind, I said, I could be the next Warren Buffett. Like, I could be the next Warren Buffett. So everything was me just learning. So studying Moness Pabrai, studying Warren Buffett, studying Bill Ackman, studying just so many different people, Peter Lynch, just studying them, understanding them, Joel Greenblatt. just studying them, listening to them, like getting my people, man, send me some books, getting somebody I know, like, yo, man, tell your people, send me these books, I'm gonna pay you for it from the commissary. And so I would just read. I ain't had nothing else to do. I would get consumed in it because immediately I saw that there were two different Americas. There was the America that I knew, and that everybody around me had the same problem. There was a particular thread that ran through every hood across America. And then we always look at another part of America and we'd be like, yo, how do they get that? And I was like, the reason why in my mind was because they have access to a different type of information. Mm-hmm. People like to talk about racism a lot. And while it does exist, I think classism is a completely different animal. Classism says, this is how our family is set up. Your father says, listen, you need to learn how to invest. You need to learn how to start a business, but also I want you to meet so-and-so's son. Mm-hmm. I want you to meet so-and-so's brother. I want you to meet so-and-so's daughter. I want you to go to this school. I want you to go to this party with me. And so information gets passed down. Mm-hmm. Life insurance get passed down. Wills, trust get passed down. Those type of things help you get access to rooms that me or these people over here will never see. The information is what changes everything.
Right.
And so I had this saying, education and information changes the conversation. Mm-hmm. If you change the conversation, you can change the compensation. Mm-hmm. If you can change the compensation, you can change the realization. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's because if I can get access to information, just something simple as investing. When I started teaching my homies about investing, I was like, yo, in order to be wealthy, you gotta own something. You cannot create wealth if you don't own nothing. If you don't own nothing, you're just a consumer. And if you don't own nothing and you're a consumer and you don't teach your kids how to own nothing, then now you've let them inherit it being a consumer.
Yeah.
I'm a hustler. But it's just in me.
Yeah.
But I never went back to the streets. That's when I started taking this serious. 2014, I said, man, you playing the wrong game, bro. We wear Nikes all the time. We should own Nike.
Should own stock in Nike.
We should own stock in Nike. All us got Apple, iPhones. Just in the beginning. Mm, we should own iPhones. Yeah. I'm like, yo, like we wear Dickies and Timberlands. That's owned by a company called VFC Corp. We could own that. And so I started preaching it to my homies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when financial literacy really changed my life. Because at this point, I was dedicated to, like, I knew that the streets wasn't for me no more. Like, I hadn't already been through all the phases. I did the 10 years in prison. I got found not guilty. My life had been on the line several times.
True.
I'm still here. I was like, yo, like, God got something different for me.
Wow.
From that, okay, I looked at myself like, I'm the person who could teach them. Because just being real, if somebody go to them street dudes with a suit and tie, they're not gonna feel that. You ain't been through what I've been through. So now I wanted to represent something different. I wanted to represent Wall Street in a way that I'm gonna wear my hoodie, I'm gonna wear my teen tops, I'm gonna wear my tennis shoes, but I got the same information.
Mm-hmm.
I could help you change your life. I could teach you the game that they playing. If you wouldn't learn it, it reminds you of the dope game. And so that's when my life shifted, when I started taking this serious. And I started saying, I'm gonna be the first person in my family to build wealth.
Mm.
I'm gonna be the first person in my family to have a trust. I'm gonna be the first person in my family to own land. And I'm gonna teach a bunch of dope dealers how to do the same thing.
Mm.
But then my mission got bigger because I realized it wasn't just the dope dealers. It was people that was working 9 to 5s every day that still didn't see a way out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna teach them too. All right, let me just start educating my people. Let me start educating this class of people. You know what I'm saying? Because now if we can get this information, now we can start saying, wealth is possible. The reason why the elitists can't teach financial literacy to certain people is because then they lose customers.
Mm.
a lot of wealthy people can't teach financial literacy to poor people because those are the biggest customers. Who else would be the consumers? Why would I teach you how to be a financial predator? Financial predators need financial prey. And so once I understood that, I was like, I get it. I get it.
Right.
This is the game changer. I look at it as, so every investor has what's called an investor identity. Like, what you're willing to risk, your risk tolerance, what companies you're more familiar with. If you're a doctor, then you know more about medicine. So you should be in biotech or pharmacies, healthcare. That should be your thing. That's where your strong points are.
I am so excited for you to finish the rest of your day strong. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description and it'll take you to the full episode of my other show, The School of Greatness. Make sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.